One of the ways that we expand the money supply is we start writing IOUs to each other. We create a pile of promises. Promises have value as long as the promise is credible. If we believe the promise to repay, then the promise itself is as good as money. So we've expanded the effective money supply by creating a large pile of promises. But eventually, the debt that you take on in writing IOUs reaches such a magnitude that all the income streams of the productive economy can no longer service that level of debt. At that point, you've reached a limit to your expansion. Your virtuous circle becomes a vicious circle. And what you get is the collapse of the value of promises because they're no longer credible. That means the money supply falls, you have a liquidity crunch, and you have a period of demand collapse and economic depression. So this is what happens when you move into the bust phase, and that's what we're on the verge of at the moment. Finance becomes the key driver to the downside under those circumstances for a number of years. I wanted to show you what I mean by expansionary money. Money was originally a physical commodity. It was gold, then it was gold and silver. Then it was promissory notes backed by gold. Then promissory notes backed by faith. Virtual representations of promissory notes backed by faith. Promises to repay promissory notes backed by faith. And bets on the price movements of underlying assets. Derivatives, in other words. So you can see that the last few of these are credit instruments, and you can see from that progression we moved further and further away from anything that's grounded in anything real. So we originally started with something that was more tangible, but money has become more and more intangible. We've created more and more virtual wealth in the years of our expansion. Credit gained moneyness, but credit can lose moneyness just as easily. In fact, far more quickly, because the trust that that credit instruments enjoy takes a long time to build and very little time to destroy. So I think you'll agree that this quote is a reasonable representation of our current circumstances. Beautiful credit, the foundation of modern society. Who shall say this is not the age of mutual trust, of unlimited reliance on human promises? That is a peculiar condition of modern society, which enables a whole country to instantly recognize point and meaning to the familiar newspaper anecdote, which puts into the speculator in lands and mines this remark, "I wasn't worth a cent 2 years ago, and now I owe $2 million. So I think, apart from the fact the numbers seem perhaps a little small, that is a good representation of our current situation. But just to illustrate that we have been here before, Mark Twain wrote that in 1873. At the dawn of the Great Depression of 1873, which was considerably worse than the Great Depression of the 1930s, but it's moved out of living memory. We don't even remember there was a depression. We don't remember the boom, we don't remember the bust. Even the Great Depression of the 1930s is on the verge of moving out of living memory.